This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crome. The Landry administration's presenting its first budget to state lawmakers today. Jeff Palermo has a preview.
Council for a Better Louisiana President Barry Irwin says today is just the start of a long process of approving a budget.
The governor's budget is just a presentation to begin with. The legislature will have a lot of time to take a look at it and rework parts of it if it wants to.
The state is facing a significant drop off in state revenues when a temporary state sales tax expires in July 2025. Irwin says Landry may begin to prepare for it now by reducing spending,
so that we don't get a huge budget cliff, you know, coming up in another year or so.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The governor is holding a press conference right now at the state capitol on his trip to the southern border, where he joined 11 other Republican governors in Texas on Sunday in his plan to deploy Louisiana National Guard troops from Louisiana to assist Texas. Financial problems have resulted in the town of Boyce having to lay off its entire police force except for the chief, Ronald Gudo. Gudo says that the town's finances could no longer support the salaries of the six police officers.
The police department was in a dire need of being shut down until we can get together and roll our sleeves up and come up with a sound financial plan.
And the weekend leading up to Mardi Gras has been deadly on Louisiana roads. AAA's Don Redmond says during 22 and 23 carnival seasons, there were 600 alcohol-related crashes and 300 injuries. And this year, Carnival Sunday falls on Super Bowl Sunday. This is KEDM.